From KQED in San Francisco, this is the Writer's Block.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a sport-tuned suspension. Learn more at Acura.com.
Hi, I'm Randall Homan, dramaturg for the Word for Word stage production of Angel Face by Cornel Woolrich. Word for Word is a professional theater company that stages short stories verbatim, performing every word the author has written. The story Angel Face is a lost gem from the pages of Black Mask magazine, and the writer, Cornel Woolrich, is the poetic master of suspense from the golden era of pulp writing in the 1930s. He was a contemporary of Raymond Chandler and Dashiell Hammett. Our story, Angel Face, is set in the corrupt, gin-soaked world of Manhattan nightclubs. The director is Stephanie Hunt. The actors are John Flanagan as Nick Burns, Laura Lowry as Angel Face, Paul Finocchiaro as Milton, and Danny Woolahan as Rocco, Chick, and the manager. Angel Face is a wisecracking chorus girl who has fallen for police detective Nick Burns, even though he has sent her brother up the river for murder. Nevertheless, Angel Face is certain that her brother Chick is innocent and is determined to find the real murderer. To get closer to the truth, Angel Face has landed a job at a nightclub, Hell's Bells, owned by the notorious Mr. Milton, the nightclub king who has a sinister reputation with women. In the scene we are about to hear, Angel Face has stumbled onto an unassuming jewel case at an auction and discovered a batch of revealing letters that may hold the key to the crime. She's expecting a visit from Milton's henchman, Rocco.
Burns was holding up my locked room door with one shoulder when I got back.
Here's your letters, Beck. I've got the photostats tucked away in a safe place. Where'd you disappear to?
I've landed a job at Hell's Bells. I'm gonna get that guy and get him good. If that's the way I've gotta get the evidence, that's the way. After all, if he was sold on her, I'll have him cutting out paper dolls before 2 weeks are out. What'd she have that I haven't got? Now, stay out of there. Somebody might know your face, and you'll only queer everything.
Watch yourself, will you, Angel Face? You're playing a dangerous game. That Milton is nobody's fool. If you need me in a hurry, you know where to reach me. I'm right at your shoulder all the way through.
I went in and stuck the letters back in the fake bottom of the case. I had an idea I was going to have a visitor fairly soon, and I wasn't going to tip my hand. I stood it on the dresser top and threw in a few pins and glass beads for luck. The timing was eerie. The knock came inside of 10 minutes. I'd known it was due, but not that quick. It was my competition.
From the auction room.
Flashy as ever. He changed flowers, that was all.
Miss Sebastian, he said. Isn't it? I'd like very much to buy that jewel case you got.
I noticed that this morning.
He went over and squinted into it. That all you wanted it for? Just to keep junk like that in?
What'd you expect to find? The Hope Diamond?
You seemed willing to pay a good deal.
I lose my head easy in auction rooms. But for that matter, you seem to be willing to go pretty high yourself.
I still am, he said. He turned it over.
Emptied my stuff out.
Tucked it under his arm.
Put something down on the dresser.
There's $100. Buy yourself a real good one.
Through the window, I watched the dreadnought drift away again. Just a little bit too late in getting here, I smiled after it. The cat's out of the bag now, and a bulldog will probably chase it. The silver dress fitted me like a warm compress.
It was one of those things that break up homes. The manager
flagged me in the passageway leading back.
Did you notice that man all by himself at a ringside table? You know who he is, don't you?
If I hadn't, why had I bothered turning on all my current his way? No, I said round-eyed. Who?
Milton. He owns the works. The reason I'm telling you is this. You got a date with a bottle of champagne at his table, starting right now. Get on in there.
We walked
on back. Mr. Milton, this is Angel Face, the manager said. She won't give us her right name. Just walked in off 52nd Street last Tuesday.
And I waited until tonight to drop around here.
He laughed.
What you paying a burger?
Then, before the other guy could get a word out.
Triple it. And now, get out of here.
The
night
ticked
on.
He'd look at me. Then he'd suddenly
throw up his hands as though to ward off a dazzling glare. Turn it off. It hurts my eyes.
I smiled a little and took out my mirror. I saw my eyes in it, and in each iris there was a little electric chair.
With Chick sitting strapped in it, 3 weeks from now, sometime during that week.
Boy, how they were rushing him. It made it a lot easier to go ahead. I went back
to what we'd been talking about. And what are any two people talking about, more or less, in a nightclub at 4 in the morning?
Maybe, I said. Who can tell? Some night I might just feel like changing the scenery around me, but I couldn't tell you about it. I'm not that kind.
You wouldn't have to, he said. He fooled with something below table level.
Then passed his hand to me. I took it and knotted my handkerchief around
the latchkey he'd left in it.
Burns had been right.
It was a dangerous game.
And bridges were blazing and collapsing behind me.
Angel Face runs through September 2nd at Project Arto Theater in San Francisco. For more information and tickets, call 415-439-2456 or visit www.zspace.org.
Music for this podcast was provided by Kurt Reebok and their Kurt Reebok Trio.
To subscribe to The Writer's Block and hear more stories, please visit www.kqed.org/writersblock. The Writer's Block is produced by KQED.